أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And he is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in him and I trust in him. And I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you, as well as myself, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. We greet you all in Colombia, South Carolina, as well as those who in the phone hookup, Jersey, and those who may hear the tape wherever they are with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, which is Tuesday, 15 of the month, Safar for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 9th of June for the year 1998. And this is class tonight supposed to be the 16th class from the book of Bulugh al-Maram, Attainment of the Objective. This is the class number 16. And today, inshallah, we have a new chapter, which is the chapter of Al-Adhan, the call to prayer. And specifically, we'll be dealing with the book Bulugh al-Maram, page number 68. And before we get in discussion concerning the hadith, which came in the book Bulugh al-Maram, we like to give a small introduction about our class tonight, inshallah, which deals with the adhan. First, we like to give a small definition. What is adhan? Adhan or al-adhan, alif, zal, alif, noon. Adhan or al-adhan, alif, lam, alif. ذاي ذال ألف نون or A D H A A N or A L dash A D H A A N الأذان. Al-Adhan means to announce. or to inform. This is linguistic speaking. Islamically speaking, we're talking about a special call with a special word in a special time. Special wording at a special time for the purpose is to announce the coming of the time of Salah, to inform the Muslims that the time for Salah is due, is in. Basically, this is general definition to the word of Adhan. Adhan is mashru' and been legislated by the Book of Allah as well as the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the word Adhan as well as Nida came in the Book of Allah as in Surah Al-Jum'ah, the Friday chapter, verse number 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what the meaning is, that when you proclaim or when you make the call for the prayer, they will take it as a joke and mockery. The hypocrite or the kafirun, when they hear you calling the adhan, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when you call the people for the prayer, when you call them, that means using the adhan, اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزْوًا وَلَعِبًا, they took it as a joke, making fun of you. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving special addressing to the believers by calling them, oh, you believe. Allah is talking to the believers, telling them, since you are believers, and as a result of being believers, that when the adhan calls specially for Jum'ah, for the Salah in Yawm al-Jum'ah, for the Jum'ah prayer, Friday prayer, so hasten to the remembrance of Allah, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, because this khutbah, okay, supposed to remind you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to revive this iman in your heart by reminding you about the hereafter and about Allah and about your obligation. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, the remembrance of Allah. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, and leave the selling, leave the business. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us leave the business, which is the most important thing, okay, because if you don't make business, you are not going to be making money, and if you are not making money, you could not be making living. So anything else which comes least or less than business, you have to leave it. The most important thing which is making the business, so anything else which is leading also for the making the business, that is supposed to be left alone. As example, what I mean by this, studying the school, because after you study, you go in the classes and you take exam and you get your degree, you're going to go to get a job. So whatever business or whatever leading to business, okay, if you are doing business or you're preparing contracts for business, whatever, if the business itself or you're discussing business or you're promoting business or you're taking something eventually bring about business, whatever it is, everything in your life as a Muslim has to be stopped when the Jum'ah is in. So we see that the adhan and the call for the prayer been mentioned in the Quran, And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have two muazzin. And this is the collection of Imam Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have two muazzin, which is Bilal ibn Rabah, may Allah be pleased with him, and also Abdullah ibn Maktum, the blind man. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have these two muazzin. The scholars concerning this adhan, mashru'iyyat al-adhan, or the initiating the adhan, or calling the adhan, that some of them, they categorize it to be a must. Okay? For every salah, for every jama'ah. And some, they understood to be fard kifaya. Fard, but is not fard for everybody. That means if a mosque in the town calls the adhan, this will be sufficient for everybody else. They don't have to call the adhan. But if no adhan been called in any mosque or by any individuals in this town, now all the people of this town, they are sinners. They committing sin by neglecting the obligation of calling the adhan. And it used to be the mannerism of the Sahaba before they go to expedition, or to go to open a country, or to open or to conquer a city or a state, they will wait to hear. If they hear a call for the adhan out of this city or this town, and if they did not hear a call of the adhan, that means that there is no Muslims exist in this area, because this is something like the flag, okay? The flag that you put it in the embassy. So a call of adhan constitutes that there is a Muslims, that there is a jama'ah, there is a masjid, there is a believers in this town. And whenever there is a town that has no jama'ah, no adhan, the shaitan istahwad alayhim shaitan. The shaitan had prevailed over them, took over this town and this city. And we understand that the adhan is one of the things that we do to make the shaitan run away. Whenever the shaitan hears the adhan, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that he be running away. Okay? Why he batting gas? وَلَهُ دُرَاتٍ. Okay? Because he could not live with the remembrance of Allah. Okay? When he hears the remembrance of Allah, the call of adhan, he run away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about reward and the blessings of the adhan in different narration, which one of them, hadith which reported by Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة. This hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة. Those who call the adhan. مؤذنون is جمع of مؤذن. Is a plural for مؤذن. مؤذن is the person who calls the adhan. So the adhan is the call for the prayer, and the person who calls the adhan, we call him what? مؤذن. So the مؤذن who takes this as part of his daily life, carry and always concerned about calling the adhan, in يوم القيامة, in the day of the judgment, he will be the longest neck among the people. Which can mean physically that his neck will be long, or it can be understood that means that the status of this person, okay, it can be expression, like you say, this person with a long neck, that means the honor, the respect, okay, like a high degree. So those people who concern about calling the adhan, they will be among the most rewarded and most noticeable people in the day of judgment. And also we know about the reward of the Adhan from Hadith Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman, that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he said to him, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي غَنَمِكَ أَوْ بَادِيَتِكَ فَأَذَّنْتَ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَارْفَعَ صَوْتَكَ بِالنِّدَاءِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمَعُ مَدَى صَوْتُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ جن ولا إنس ولا شيء إلا شهد له يوم القيامة سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith, which is the collection of Imam Malik and Ahmad and Bukhari, that Abdul Rahman, Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman, he said to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he said to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that when you are among your sheep, livestock, where you are there in the farm and you have these animals and taking care of your business, okay? Or if you are in the mountain, wherever you go to take care of, out of the city limit, and when you call the Adhan, raise your voice with the Adhan. Indeed, nothing will hear the Muazzin voice, regardless if it's jinn or a human being or anything, except will come to be a witness to him in the day of judgment. I heard this from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Trees, mountains, rocks, everything hear your voice. They will come in the day of judgment as a witness to you that they heard you proclaiming the adhan, that they heard you mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the things that tells us about the reward of the adhan. And this is one of the things that the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they used to compete with each other. They used to compete with each other to such a degree if they have nothing except to cast lot or draw what you call straws, okay, like what we use today, like you say head or tail, okay. If they have no other choice except to found a means of competition and everybody wants to call the adhan except to cast lots or draw straws or whatever means to tell head or tail or whatever, which one. If they have no means except to do this, they will do it. But I would like to make some small clarification, hopefully that no one get disappointed or feel that I'm trying to put them down. Although that the reward of the adhan is something good and great, and that we should compete with each other about trying to call in the adhan, but also we have to understand that the adhan is a form of worship, one of the symbols of the deen. And the mannerism of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to choose the most beautiful person to call the adhan. Okay? So this is one thing we have to understand, because this is a form of da'wah. So we should choose and select a person who can perform, you can come here if you want, that a person who can perform it properly. Sometimes we see people just, he took shahada last week, and the next thing he won't fight over the microphone, want to call in the adhan. Alhamdulillah, this is good from the brothers, they have concern about calling the adhan. But we have to understand also that we are presenting the Islam, we're giving da'wah, especially those who call in the adhan by the loudspeakers, people in the streets, in the public, okay? And they don't know what is going on is, okay? So number one, a person has to learn how to call the adhan, okay? And also he has to pronounce the adhan properly, okay? Not mispronounce it. Otherwise he should leave it to somebody else until he makes practice. You see, many everything in our life will go about practice and training. But when it comes about adhan and giving khutbah and leading the salah, we ready to jump, okay, and get in the front, which is not right. Thirdly, that we should also be concerned about if all of us equal and all of us know how to call the adhan, we should see who is the person among us that have a better voice to call the adhan. Okay? This is something that we should take it in consideration, inshallah. After this small introduction, if you want to call it small, sometimes what's small to me is not small to you, but we can go back to our usual class, which is from the Bulugh al-Maram, book Bulugh al-Maram, attainment of the objective, and page number 68, this Kitab al-Salah, the book of prayer, and this is, will be chapter 2, Al-Adhan, the call to prayer, Hadith 144, عن عبد الله بن زيد ابن عبد ربه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال طاف بي وأنا نائم رجل فقال تقول الله أكبر الله أكبر فذكر الأذان بتربيع التكبير بغير ترجيع والإقامة فرادى إلا قد قامت الصلاة فلما أصبحت أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إنها رؤيا حق الحديث أخرجه أحمد وأبو داود وصححه الترمذي وابن خزيمة. Hadith, as we see it in Bulugh al-Maram, and it seemed to be a part of the Hadith, because the way how I see it in the book Fuqh al-Islam, Sharh Bulugh al-Maram, which ta'lif Sheikh Abdul Qadir Shaybat al-Hamd, that he say, an Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abd Rabbi رضي الله عنه قال طاف بي وأنا نائم الرجل فقال okay. The same hadith, and I believe I saw it someplace else, which I have to give the reference for it, inshallah. 144. The hadith number one is authentic. The hadith, you can find it in the collection of Sunan Imam Ahmad and the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi, al-Bayhaqi, Ibn Khuzayma, Imam al-Bukhari. And I still have to keep looking because I remember, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, that I saw the hadith with a different narration, and which I would like to present it to you. See, this is what happens when you deal with mini books. You don't know where you saw it. Bismillah. Okay. Okay. يعمل يضرب به للناس لجمع الصلاة طاف بي وأنا نائم الرجل يحمل ناقوسا في يدي فقلت يا عبد الله أتبيع النقوس. This year when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they were so concerned about how to bring the people to the Salah, because it was no any way to inform them. Some of them live distance from the masjid, some of them close to the masjid. And with no means or ways to let the people know that it's time for Salah. They have a mashura, they have consultation, discussion, and some of them, they thought about different methods and been presented, and none of them been acceptable because was imitation. Had some built the bell. And the bill is the method that the Christian, okay, they use to call for their prayer. I don't know if any one of you was alive, but until recently, and even in Egypt, until today, you found they ring the bells, okay? And I think that maybe 10, 15 years ago, I used to hear some bells here in South Carolina. So some Christians that still about their tradition, they ring bells, okay? You found this big bell in the top of the church. So this been presented and was not acceptable because this is the message of the Christian. And Muslims, they are not supposed to be imitating Christian or Jewish, especially in form of worshiping or anything related to ibadah. Okay? So the other method been presented, which is al-buq, the horn. Okay? So blowing the horn, everybody will hear the noise. Okay? They know the time for prayer. But this also method which been used by the Yahud, the Jewish, okay, was rejected. The third method was the fire, to kindle a fire, so when the people see the fire, they will know it's time for Salah. But this also was not acceptable because this is the method of Al-Majus, the worshipper of fire, okay? So, everybody went home, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the Sahaba, was no concern about a method and ways that to be calling for the prayer. Umar had suggested that as-salah jami'ah, okay, was the word to say as-salah jami'ah, as-salah jami'ah, the prayer is to bring you together, prayer to bring you together, some in this meaning, okay? And everybody went home thinking about it. So Abdullah ibn Zayd, in his dream, he saw this man holding the naqus, the bell. And he asked him, would you sell it to me? He said, what are you going to do with it? He said, we have this problem and we can use it. It seems something that we can use to call the people when the bell, ring the bell, they will come. So he said to him, should I inform you about something better than this? He said, yes. He said, to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he told him or informed him about the adhan without tarji'ah. And the tarji'ah means repetition of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay? And I'm come to explain to you what this. So anyway, in the morning, asbahtu, فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحْتُ أَتَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Let's see. Page number 69. Saying, when it was morning, I went to the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and he said, it is a true vision. Okay? إنها لرؤية حق. So, in the morning, Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdurrabbu went to the Prophet ﷺ in the morning and told him about his dream. And the Prophet ﷺ was happy with this vision. Okay? We call it رؤية. رؤية حق. And the vision, the dream, good dream that he see is from the angel. Okay? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the angel to present something good for you to see it in your dream. And it's good that when you see a good dream, that you be happy with it, you can tell your friends about it, the beloved one. But if it's something bad, that means from the shaitan, called hilm, okay? Hilm min al-shaytan, and a person is not supposed to tell to anybody when you see something bad, disturbing. And then when you wake up, you spit in your left side 3 times, and say, A'udhu billahi min al-shaytan rajim, and you move from this side, okay? This side. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, this is Ru'ya Haq, is a true vision, and became the adhan to became the use, the message. Okay. Now when we say, min ghayri tarji'ah, what is tarji'ah? One of the formality, or the form to call the adhan, is to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 4 times. Okay? And after this, before he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, he said what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله with a voice that's enough for you to hear it or the person who's sitting beside you can hear you. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله and after this you will say it again loud like Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله to this form called ترجيع you say Allahu Akbar four times أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله stop two times أشهد أن محمد رسول الله two times stop and after this you say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله loud voice two times أشهد أن محمد رسول الله with loud voice two times and after this حي على الصلاة two times حي على الفلاح two times الله أكبر two times لا إله إلا الله okay so when we say من غير ترجيع this is let you know that there is another format with ترجيع so this form that عبد الله saw it in his dream the one without what without ترجيع without repetition of the shahada okay alright Is this understood? Now, if you look in the next hadith, now before we go to the next hadith, وَذَادَ أَحْمَدْ فِي آخِرِي قِصَّةَ قَوْلِ بِلَالِ فِي أَذَانِ الْفَجْرِ الصَّلَاةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ النَّوْمِ الصلاة خَيْرٌ مِنَ النَّوْمِ that prayer better than sleep. Okay. And in another narration in the collection of Abu Khuzayma, Ibn Khuzayma, reported by Anas, من السنة إذا قال المؤذن في الفجر حي على الفلاح قال الصلاة خير من النوم. This in the collection of Abu Ibn Khuzayma. That من السنة from the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم after the muezzin say حي على الفلاح in the morning prayer he will say what الصلاة خير من النوم that prayer better than sleep and here I want to make a small comment that the أذان الفجر has two أذان أذان الفجر has two أذان Okay, a lot of Muslims they don't know about it, but the strange is that they found most of the Muslims they know about two adhan for Jum'ah. And this is another subject that I really I'm going to try to avoid to jump into it today. But if we have enough time in the class, I will drill on it a little bit. But the Sunnah and the practice in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what two adhan for Fajr. One is before Fajr and one after when the time of Fajr. The purpose of the first Adhan is to wake up the people for the Hajj prayer or maybe for taking Suhoor, okay, preparation for Salah, whatever it is. And this is the Adhan that is supposed to be As-Salatu Khayrun Min An-Nawm in it. Okay? Salah better than sleep. The second adhan, which is known to most of the Muslims today, and basically in many masjids, this is all what they call, because you only go to Urban when the time almost for adhan. Okay? Because you could not, you understand, have that easy, and tahajjud. Okay? In very rare cases, okay? People sitting talking in the phone or whatever they're doing at night and go sleep late. So the tahajjud became a terminology which disappeared from a lot of Muslims' dictionary. Okay? So tahajjud almost is not known to many Muslims. So now the salah khayrun min an-nawm is supposed to wake up the people. The strange thing that we found in some places that they call the adhan twice, even in Mecca and Medina, you find that Mu'adhin say as-salatu khairun min an-nawm in the second adhan, not in the first adhan. But which one of you will think that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all, they used to be sleeping during this time? Those people, they did not know sleep during the second adhan. They already up before the second adhan, hours and hours reciting Quran, making tahajjud. So can you imagine Bilal saying as-salatu khairun min an-nawm, waking up the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only to go to leave the salah? This is not true. No way. There's no way. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to him, قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Get up in the night, okay? Except little. Sleep little. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why? Because he disliked sleeping before Isha and discussion after Isha. So that means the proper way is to go to sleep early after you make Isha and get up for tahajjud in the last third of the night. So when the first adhan is called, Muslims usually they up, I mean the Sahaba, or they about to wake up. So this is the reason he's telling them as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. But the second adhan, which is the actual time for the prayer, they already awake. These Muslims, they don't know the sleep during this time. Okay? And Allah knows best. Alright? We bought this in the end, so Abdul Aziz can be happy. Okay? Because, like we said, that my opinion can be right, somebody else's opinion can be wrong, and also, somebody else's opinion can be wrong, and mine can be right. Or somebody else can be right, and mine is wrong. Okay? You see, we told you you have to put seatbelt, the brother, when you sit in the mat, don't fall again. So, this is a thing where I'm not going to argue about it, but I present what I believe strongly. Although that some people say, come on, you try to tell me that everybody, all these scholars in Mecca and Medina, everywhere, they don't know, are you the only one know? But the action of people nowadays does not constitute what is right, what is wrong. I used to live in Medina, which we used to call 5 or 7 adhan for each time. And I went and talked to the imam, and I told him that this is bid'ah. But who's going to listen to me? Later on, maybe 5 years later, this starts. That means, let's say it's time for Asr now, okay? They used to have 5 calls for adhan in the same time. So that means the first muazzin will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the second one will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The third one, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The fourth one, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The fifth one. So the first one is not going to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, until 5 other people. And all of them with a loud speaker. I was living in Medina during this time, and I witnessed this with my own eyes. I'll give you an example also about Jum'atu Adhan, which is practiced in the Haram and is Bid'ah. If you remind me, I'll tell you after the class, because I don't want to occupy the class with my personal opinions and understanding and observation. So, I know some of you like it, some of you don't, but hey. We give a 3 classes here, so you don't like it, don't put your donation this time. And in this hadith, which is 145, hadith number 145, page number 70, وعن أبي محزورة رضي الله تعالى عن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علمه الأذان فذكر فيه الترجيع. الحمد لله. أخرجه مسلم ولكن ذكر التكبير في أوله مرتين فقط. رواه الخمسة. Okay. This hadith أبو محذورة. حديث أبو محذورة. Okay. شيخ عبد الأحد please. This hadith is authentic, and this hadith is saying that Abu Mahzura, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the adhan And he mentioned the Tarjiyah in it, okay? So this is what I was just telling you. So there is another form to call the adhan by making what? By making tarjiyah. Okay? And say, ولكن ذكر التكبير في أوله مرتين. And this is another form for the adhan. And all of them correct and all of them sunnah. Okay? So the first form, according to the first hadith we study, is to say Allahu Akbar four times. Okay? After this, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله 2. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله 2. حي على الصلاة 2. حي على الفلاح 2. الله أكبر 2. لا إله إلا الله 1. How many sentences? الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله okay this is one way how many 15 you have a different lesson sister Did you count wrong? We usually one number different. Okay. Now let's see the second one. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And after this with a low voice, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Now with a loud voice again, you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله How many? 19 Okay Now the third way of calling the adhan is الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Okay, let's count again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How many? Now, with a low voice, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Again, with a loud voice, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله How many? 17 These are three ways and all of them correct and all of them from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم Okay Hadith number 146 وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمر بلال أن يشفع or أن يشفع الأذان ويوتر الإقامة إلا الإقامة يعني إلا قوله قد قامت الصلاة حديث متفق عليه This hadith was reported by Anas may Allah be pleased with him that Bilal been commanded okay that means commanded by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم because he was the muadzin of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the teacher he's the one who tells the people what's right what's wrong what's halal what's haram How to do things. Been commanded to make shafa'ah. The shafa'ah is do's and what is what? Qas. So, umira bilal an yashfa' al-adhan. That means to call the adhan what? Two. How? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is two. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله This is two أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله This is also two حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة This is two حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح This is two Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is two. He said, يعني إلا قوله قد قامت الصلاة, that mean to be done two. Okay? So, this is another form of. That mean you would say, الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله everything 111 with exception of what? حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة this will be what? Will be شفع be double dual okay? So this is one form and this is another form okay? In the narration of Muslims, he did not make the exception of the iqamah. So we understand that there is a one way that you call the iqamah with one iqamah salah, called iqamah salah, and one with what? With two. وعن أبي جحيفة رضي الله عنه قال رأيت بلالا يؤذن وأتتبع فاه هاهنا وهاهنا وإصبعاه في أذنيه رواه أحمد والترمذي الحديث which that أبو جحيفة narrated about the action of Bilal which he when he used to call the Adhan, he said, I saw him, what? I was following, looking at him, following his mouth, as he turned it, his right, while he said, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ لِفْ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ And this is one small comment here, the turning is the turning of the head, not the turning of the body and the feet. That the person say, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ Okay? It's only, not you understand, some people, they go face this direction. Your direction is to the Qibla when you call it the Adhan, when you turn, and he said, what is what? His fingers were inside his ear. And Allah knows this, that this is helping the muezzin that his voice to be more louder. Okay? When you put your ear, fingers inside your ear, okay, this will help. The Allah knows this. But anyway, this is the action of Bilal, which may be taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or at least this what Bilal was doing for the Adhan, it is not been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least this is the practice of the Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know this can be a sunnah taqririya, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees something wrong with it, he will change it, he will correct it, so the Muazzin should turn his face to the right when he say Hayya ala salah, turn his face to the left when he say Hayya ala falah, and he should keep his fingers the index finger inside his ear. And you can see the other narration, other version, which is in Ibn Majah and Abu Dawood also, okay, that he turned his neck, not his body. Hadith 148, page 71. وعن أبي محذورة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعجبه صوته أعجبه أعجب النبي ليش صوته ما صوته بس مكتوبة ضمة هنا عجيب ما شاء الله طب أنا أغلفت عن أبا تلميذ الفلاميذ ذكره That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أعجبه صوته. سواء تطلع خطأ بعدين نحن الاثنين نطلع شربها. فعلمه الأذان. This hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم admired or he liked the sound of أبي محذورة. And this is what I was talking in the beginning of the class. Okay? that he loved his voice, so he did what? فَعَلَّمَهُ الْأَذَانِ. And what happened that after الفتح, after the battle of that Fetch, or after Fetch Mecca, Abu Mahzura, he went with other friends, other companions from the people of Mecca to Hunayn. And when they heard the Muazzin, it seems that Abu Mahzura, he was a young kid or something. So he was like, when like he hear some of the kids, they hear the Muazzin and they try to imitate him, or like mocking him, or try to play Azan, okay? So, or somebody training himself or whatever. So he was not calling the Azan. He was trying to do like what the Muazzin was doing. And the Prophet ﷺ overheard him. So the Prophet ﷺ sent and say, bring these people here. And he asked them, each one, to call the Adhan. And everybody called the Adhan, and the last one called it was who? Abu Mahzura, yarhamukallah. So the Prophet ﷺ recognized the voice. He said, this is the voice that he heard. And after this, he said, come here. And he taught him, and the Prophet ﷺ blessed him, and he wiped over him, and he made dua for him. فمسح على ناصيتي وبرك علي ثلاث مرات ثم قال اذهب فأذن عند المسجد الحرام قلت يا رسول الله علمني فعلمني. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recognized his voice and he liked it. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he wiped over for him, okay, and he invoked blessings for the man. And he said to him, you call the Adhan. Go there by the Haram and you call the Adhan. He said, O Prophet of Allah, teach me the Adhan. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him to say the Adhan. Okay? And from this we understand that we should take in consideration that the people who call the Adhan should be having a nice voice. A nice voice does not mean, okay, playing with the Adhan. This is one of the things that you need to remind me now. There is two things you should to remind me after the class. One about observation in Mecca, and one about bid'ah of Adhan. Somebody loves to hear about bid'ah. Okay? Yeah. But this, you understand one thing before I forget it, that some people, they think that nice voice, that sometimes they take the Adhan out of context. Okay? And they take it like showing them, elongated so long. So long, okay? To such a degree, in actuality, they leave the Adhan, and all what they have is not the Adhan, and they take it and keep going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. You got tired of it? Okay? You know what I mean by this? Okay, let me see, give you a try. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله I'm not ready for it, okay? So actually, the word is أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. It finished, مثل elongation, it sticks, okay? أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Okay. But they, after they finish the sentence itself, they take the tail of the word, okay, and keep going with it. Go around whole Columbia, South Carolina, okay? It will take him almost 2 minutes. I was trying to get the tone, but it seemed could not come. But you know, basically what I'm saying. In actuality, the word of Adhan is like word of Quran. It's Zikrullah. So you never hear somebody say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ اللَّهُ سُمَنْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. the same way you could not say lam yalid walam yulad, you could not elongate it too much like this. Same thing, hayya ala salah, you could not elongate it. Okay? Maximum six. Okay, six like, you do like this. Six harakat. Or, that you understand, you both your hands together and let every finger go. Hayya ala salah. This is six harakat. Okay. Hayya ala falah. Okay? But for you to go more than this, now this is called blame. Singing. So nice voice and singing and blame with the adhan, this is two different things. And maybe during the class, if I get the tone, I'll bring it to you and you can see how the... But you got the idea. You don't want to hear my ugly voice and my good voice. Maybe Matasin know how they say it. How do you do it, Matasin? After the class, are you going to call the adhan for us tonight? This is something very, very famous in overseas, you understand, so... Where were we? In the adhan? 149, عن جابر بن سمرة ابن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العيدين من غير مرتين ولا مرتين بغير أذان ولا إقامة رواه مسلم حديث ذات جابر reported جابر ابن سمرة رضي الله بن زيد he said I performed the prayer with the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم during Eid prayer once or twice without adhan or iqama. So we understand from this hadith that there is no adhan, no iqama for Salat al-Eid. Hadith 150, page 71, وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه في الحديث الطويل في نومهم عن الصلاة ثم أذن بلال فصلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما كان يصنع كل يوم رواه مسلم حديث authentic in collection of الإمام مسلم رحمة الله عليه the occasion of this hadith that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم after he came back from the battle of Khaybar and when they arrived to the station to rest that was too late at night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tired as well as the companions and he asked one of them to watch over especially for the time for Salah and Bilal was the one being chosen for this okay and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to sleep as well as the Sahaba later on during the night Bilal overslept okay so he didn't wake up the Prophet either the Sahaba And nothing wakes him up until the sun risen and the heat of the sun hits him. So they woke up and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he questioned Bilal concerning. So he told him, "O Prophet of Allah, whatever happened to you had happened to me. Yeah, like I'm a human being and I also was tired like anybody else. I was trying to stay up, but I could not. I slept." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they commanded him to collect their belongings and whatever, and they moved out because he informed this that this is place with the shaitan had overtook them or solicit okay, yeah. Overcome. Oh, mashallah, brother. Allahu Akbar. All right. Dictionary عن اليمين وعن الشمال. Allah, Allah. Right. Overcome them. So he says, this place was the shaitan had took over. Let's move from here. And after they moved a distance, and after this, he asked Bilal to call the adhan. So Bilal called the adhan, and they performed the morning prayer. So what we learn from this hadith? That calling the adhan for the missing prayer. So the adhan is not only for the present prayer, but the adhan can be also called what? For the missing prayer if a person forgot it, or overslept, he will also call the adhan for this purpose. He came after Isha, it was late at night, okay? So, and it was time to sleep. So they already mid Maghrib, they already mid Isha, and was late. Closer to time for Fajr, maybe 2-3 hours, okay? Everybody took rest, and Bilal also slept. So sometime between after Isha and before Fajr. Hadith what? Okay. وله عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتى المزدلفة فصلى بها المغرب والعشاء بأذان واحد وإقامتين. And this also in the occasion of Hajj. How many Hajj did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم perform, Abdulaziz? واحد. Okay. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in مزدلفة, which is the station that in your return back after Arafah comes Muzdalifah, okay? So when we went there, the sunnah that you don't leave Arafah until sunset, okay? And although the time is sunset, but you delay the Maghrib and you walk and you move down to Muzdalifah. When you reach it to the station Muzdalifah, now you combine your prayer. You combine the prayer, Maghrib and Isha together. So he's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Maghrib and Isha with one adhan and two iqama. Okay? So when you combine prayers, you make the adhan for the first and the iqama. And the second prayer you make what? Iqama only. Alright? So we know in time of combining prayer, one adhan and two iqama. وله عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما جمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المغرب والعشاء بإقامة واحدة وزاد أبو داود لكل صلاة وفي رواية له ولم ينادي في واحدة منهما. Okay. That ابن عمر telling us that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم combined the prayer مغرب and عشاء with one إقامة. But the narration of Abu Dawood explains this. It said for everyone. That means one iqama for Maghrib, one iqama for Isha. Okay? But it says, وَلَمْ يُنَادِي فِي وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا, and he didn't call the adhan to any one of them. Although that the hadith is authentic, but in Usul, Usul al-Hadith, okay, the principle of Fiqh or Hadith, that al-Muthbit muqaddam ala al-Nafi. So we have the first Hadith is confirming incident, the second Hadith is negating incident. And when we have something like this, we take the ones that confirming because additional information, okay? حديث 151 عن ابن عمر وعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بلالا يؤذن بليل فكلوا واشربوا حتى ينادي ابن أم مكتوم وكان رجلا أعمى لا ينادي حتى يقال له أصبحت. متفق عليه. Okay. That, as we stated in the beginning of our class, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had two muazzin. One of them is Bilal and one of them Abdullah. So here, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم telling the Sahaba, إن بلالا يؤذن بليل. That Bilal, he calls the adhan in time before Fajr. Therefore, when you hear the voice of Bilal, eat and drink, okay? Because it does not stop you from eating. Alright? Until you hear the adhan of Ibn Maktoum, okay? And they said that Ibn Maktoum, Ibn Maktoum, he used to be a blind man. Therefore, he could not see that Fajr is in. He doesn't see the light in the horizon. So when the people used to tell him, morning, morning, asbaht, asbaht, morning again, he used to go and cause the adhan. Hadith 152. Now this is from this hadith we understand two things. One, that two muazzin, and the purpose of two muazzin for people who do not have time, watches, clocks, all the things, to recognize the voice of the muazzin. And we shouldn't understand, if you got one muazzin for the first adhan, and people going by the voice of the muazzin, you shouldn't switch. Otherwise, you'd be mixing the people, okay? So, if the people know that this is the muazzin for the first adhan, that means it's time for you to eat for suhoor. You hear the second, that means to stop eating and drinking. حديث 152 وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن بلالا أذن قبل الفجر فأمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرجع فينادي ألا إن العبد نام. This hadith is weak. We are not going easy to translate it or have anything to do with it. Leave it alone. عن أبي سعيد الخدري, may Allah be pleased with him, in the hadith 153 page 73, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السين إذا سمعتم النداء فقولوا مثل ما يقول المؤذن. متفق عليه. This hadith is authentic in collection of Bukhari and Muslim. When you hear the adhan, say exactly what you hear him saying. Say exactly like the muazzin. Okay? This is the sunnah. Is the adhan that when you hear the muazzin, you say what? Like the muazzin saying. So according to this hadith, that you say exactly like the muazzin. You say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You say what? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But you say it to yourself. He calling the adhan to announce. But you saying it as following the sunnah and making dhikr. Okay? And when he say hayya ala salah, you say hayya ala salah. When he say hayya ala salah, say hayya ala salah. According to this hadith. And also this is the collection of al-Bukhari from the narration that came by Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him. Narration by Muslim and Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, في فضل القول كما يقول المؤذن كلمة كلمة سوى الحيلعتين فيقول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That in version which narrated by Muslim, say like the muazzin word by word, except الحي على تين حي على. Okay, the two حي حي على. Okay, that you say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is another way. So when you say الله أكبر الله أكبر, you say الله أكبر الله أكبر. Everything like him, with exception of what? When you say حي على الصلاة, you say what? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. When he say حي على الفلاح, he say what? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Or, excuse me? Everything is for you, yeah. Yeah, this good. Yes, صحيح. Okay. Is a dhikr for you, it's not for people. Yeah. And also, there is another form that you can say this and this. If you want, get the two hadith together. You can say, حي على الصلاة لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. حي على الفلاح لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So you say like the Muazzin said, because the Prophet says say like the Muazzin. And also the Prophet says say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. You say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So you can say like him exactly everything. Or you can say like the Muazzin everything like him, with exception of حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. You said what? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Or you can combine saying exactly everything like him with حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح, and also say after he say حي على الصلاة you say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. I hope that this understood. Page number 74, hadith 154, وعن عثمان ابن أبي العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله اجعلني إمام قومي. فقال أنت إمام مهم واقتدي بأضعفهم واتخذ مؤذنا لا يأخذ على أذانه أجرا. I'm going to cheat you in the next part. I'm going to rush before the tape finish. So please stay awake. So this hadith, which is reported by Uthman ibn Abi al-As, and the hadith is is authentic, inshallah, Sahih al-Hakim, Sahih Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and in the five books, okay, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Uthman ibn Abi al-As, radiallahu ta'ala an, came with his group, or his delegation, thank you, with his delegation, say, O Prophet of Allah, make me their imam, okay, make me to be the one who leads them in Salah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed the request and he made him to be the imam. And he gave him the advice to do what? That اقتدي بأضعافهم. That means see the weakest one among them. That means you should follow the weakest among them. What does this mean, follow the weakest among them? The people who stand behind the imam, they are not the same in the strength, in the health. Somebody may be sick, maybe somebody old, okay? So don't go and recite 100 verses. But see, if there is somebody weak, somebody old behind you, so now make an estimation, how much this man can be standing in his feet, alright? So don't go and recite according a young people. So look who's up behind you and go accordingly to the weakest among them in his ability, how much he can stand. Anybody understand what I mean by this? Okay? And this is something very important. That as long we are not breaking Islamic rules, that we should try to be concerned about the followers. Don't go speed too much, okay? And make the people keep running, trying to be with you in the same level and after this year season. Okay? So as long that you are not breaking Islamic rules, leaving the haram, leaving the halal and getting into haram, or leaving the sunnah and getting to bid'ah, try to be what? Easy on the people in what obligation, whatever you're doing to them. And the Prophet ﷺ also recommended for him that to have a muazzin, to have what? A person to call the adhan, with a condition not to take a reward for this. Okay? And this is a difference among the scholars concerning this. And my understanding, to the best of my knowledge, that this is recommendation. Okay? This is recommendation for the adhan. Especially the adhan. Doesn't take too much time to call the adhan. That a person should do this, seeking the reward of Allah. This is a different from somebody who's going to be working, you understand, like full-time job as imam, or full-time, you understand, teacher, teaching Islamic knowledge, all these things, putting 6 and 8 hours a day, and after this expecting them to be sitting for free, how are they going to support themselves or support their family? There's no way, okay? Muazzin comes and calls the adhan, take what, 3, 4, 5 minutes? Okay? And a great reward in it. So the Prophet ﷺ takes muazzin. He says, take a muazzin that is not seeking a reward, worldly reward for his adhan. The next hadith, 155, page 74, عن مالك بن الحويرث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن لكم أحدكم. إن شاء الله أفرق. If we find time after. What's going on, brother? Jahid. This beep? You okay? Alright. So it says that when the adhan is, the salah is come, let one among you call the adhan. 156 عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لبلال إذا أذنت فترسل وإذا أقمت فاحذر واجعل بين أذانك وإقامتك قدر ما يفرغ الأكل من أكله. And this hadith is weak, so we going to leave it alone. Okay. Hadith is weak and we leave this hadith alone. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤذن إلا متوضئ. And this hadith also is weak. Okay, that none supposed to recite the adhan or call the adhan except to have an ablution. And the hadith is weak. We leave it alone. Yes, sir. Yes, we can call the adhan without having the wudu. It's not a must. Okay, it's not a must. I understand it's better that the person when recite Quran, calling the adhan, making dhikrullah, have wudu. But this is not a condition for it to be acceptable or not acceptable. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. The next hadith, Abi Dawood, Abdullah ibn Zayd, annahu qal, ana ra'aytuhu ya'ni al-adhan, wa ana kuntu uridu, qal, aqim anta, wa fihi da'af. And the one before this, says that whosoever calls the adhan is the one who makes the iqama, and the hadith is weak. Okay, somebody can call the adhan, somebody else can call the iqama, does not have to be the same person, but the hadith what we have here is weak. The next hadith also is weak. Hadith 157 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤذن أملك بالأذان. And this hadith also has some weakness in it, so we're going to leave it alone. And page number 76, hadith 158, عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يرد الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة. رواه النسائي وصححه ابن خزيمة. Hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that dua, supplication, calling in Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't reject it, it does not turn down between the adhan and the iqamah. So we keep this in mind that this is one of the good times for us to call in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the adhan and before the iqamah, that you make supplication asking Allah whatever you want, inshallah is guaranteed. And the last hadith in this chapter, inshallah, which is reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qala hina yasma'u nida, Allahumma رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته حلت له شفاعتي يوم القيامة. This is page number 76, hadith 159, and the last hadith in the chapter calling the adhan, reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if anyone says when he hears the adhan, that means after he hears the adhan, okay, O Allah, Lord of this perfect call, okay, Tawheed, unit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of the regular prayer which is about or going to be established. Kindly give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the right of intercession in the day of judgment, and send him to the best and the highest place in paradise, which you promised him. Anyone will say this after the adhan, he will be assured of my intercession, that my shafa'ah will be lawful for him in the day of judgment. This is something very, very, very important that we should be always concerned about. So when we hear the muazzin, we say like the muazzin. After the muazzin finish from the other hadith, he's supposed to say, Salah ala Rasul. Say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, in any form that you know. Or you can say the one like in tashahud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. And after this he said in Arabic. It has to be in Arabic. You don't know, learn it. And what you say, you say Allahumma, and I'm going to say it very slow for somebody who may like to learn it inshallah, or write it in phonetics. اللهم رب هذه اللهم رب هذه اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة الدعوة التامة. If you have authentic publication, the book authentic publication, you found it there. If you have حسن المسلم, you found it there. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمدا آتي محمدا الوسيلة الوسيلة والفضيلة والفضيلة وابعثه وابعثه مقاما محمودا مقاما محمودا الذي وعدت. What we say after you hear the adhan, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. And after this you say, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته. We should memorize this dua, because this one of the dua that is supposed to be repeated 5 times a day, and the reward is so great that by saying this you will get the shafa'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of judgment. Now before the tape click, we have about 3 to 5 minutes maximum. You want to hear about some of the bid'ah of adhan, or you want to hear about my observations? Which one, Mujahid? Alright. Now, about this dua, some people said, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'ati tamma wa salat al-qa'ima, ati Muhammad al-wasilata wal-fadilata, and he add wa darajata al-rafi'ah. It's not part of it. وَبَعَثُوا اللَّهُمَّ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمُعَادِ. This is not part of it. Okay? You have to say it exactly like the Prophet said it. It's like a key with teeth. If one teeth missing or one teeth added, is not going to open the lock. Say it exactly like the Prophet said it. Some people said, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي سيدنا محمد
بأد سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة، الدرجة الرفيعة ابن الصافي، وابعثه اللهم مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته انك لا تخلف المعاد، انك لا تخلف المعاد. It's not part of it. So they already in one dua they add three or four innovations. Can you believe this? In one single dua they add four innovations. Okay. My observation, like what I was telling you about the second adhan in Jum'ah. The Jum'ah has one adhan. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, during the time of Uthman, may Allah be pleased with them all, the Muslims, the population of the Muslims became more, and the market distance from the masjid, the people that occupied this business buying and selling, and they did not notice that the time approached. So Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, he used to send a man in the marketplace. Okay? I just forgot the name. Tadkur Hamid. Ismi al-souq al-souq al kan fiha. Huh? I forgot the name of it. Anyway, he used to say, send somebody to call the adhan there before the time of Jum'ah, so the people can close their shops, go home, wash, clean, close, and come to the masjid. Okay. Nowadays, in most of the masjid, he found what? Two adhan. We say to them, from where you got the two adhan? He says, Uthman did it. Say, okay, we agree about it. But Uthman, number one, never called the adhan in the masjid twice. Never. So this is bid'ah. Never the adhan been called twice in the masjid by the Prophet or his companions. Uthman did it in the market. If you want to practice the sunnah of Uthman, which is fine, send somebody to the farmer market there and let him call the adhan there. Okay? And let him go call it there at least half an hour, 45 minutes before the adhan. Jum'ah. But you come in the masjid, this number one bid'ah. Number two, they call the first adhan and the second adhan after it right away, about 3 minutes. And as a result of this, they add a new innovation. After they call the adhan, the whole masjid, when you go overseas, you will see this. The whole masjid, they will stand up to make what? They call it sunnah to Jum'ah al-Qabliya. There is nothing called sunnah before Jum'ah. Okay? Now they added innovation over innovation over innovation. Now somebody said, brother, you try to tell me that in Mecca, with all the sheikhs, that nobody knows it, you're the only one smart? Never. MashaAllah. It's not, who's smart is not smart. What Allah said, what the Prophet said, what the Sahaba did. Do like what they did. Follow their first stop. Step. Don't swing 1 inch. Otherwise you'd be in trouble. So Uthman didn't call the adhan in the masjid twice. Uthman did not make the adhan. Uqaz, yes, the market, its name is Uqaz. So he used to send somebody there in Uqaz, they call the adhan. We say, anybody want to practice the sunnah of the Uthman, let him do it, but not in the masjid. From also the innovation that people did, he called something tasbih. Okay? The tasbih that before Fajr, half an hour, somebody go in the manners and Subhan al-Wahid al-Ahad, Subhan al-Fard al-Samad, Subhan al-Ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufwan ahad, Subhan al-Ladhi la yanam. And they keep saying Subhana, Subhana. They call it tasbih. They ask them, what is this? To wake up the people for Salah. So what's wrong with you guys? Why you don't practice the sunnah of the Prophet? The sunnah of the Prophet, he have adhan before Fajr to wake the people up, to eat sahur, to make tahajjud. Why you leave the adhan and you make your own wording? Okay? This is one. Also from the bid'ah, they've been added to the adhan. The muazzin will call salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the adhan with loud voice. To such a degree, some people, they don't know when the adhan is finished. And if somebody did not put this formality after the adhan, They will ask him, why did he finish the adhan? What's wrong? So after he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. But the adhan is not finished now, okay? Right away, with the same tone, with the same with the same melody of the voice, As-salatu as-salamu alayk, As-salatu as-salamu alayk, Ya Rasool Allah. And keep going. So the adhan usually used to take in the radio station about 10-15 minutes because they call the adhan, call the salah ala rasul, all the things after the adhan. Okay, huh? What country? The Muslim country. Muslim countries. Okay? Okay, as I told you also from the innovations that have been added in the adhan is the talheen. Taking the adhan